From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, September 8th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, September 5th through Monday, September 8th. Tim Blydenburg reported in the Times Union a key decision in the battle over replacement of a communications tower near the Olana State Historic Site has gone against tower opponents. In a decision last week, State Supreme Court Justice Richard Mott dismissed a petition filed by Scenic Hudson and the Olana Partnership contesting the Livingston Planning Board's approval of the replacement tower. Under the plan, two existing 190-foot towers on a hill 2 miles south of the 19th-century home of the Hudson River School artist Frederick Church would be replaced by one of the same height but 6 times wider. The replacement is needed to support an upgrade in emergency equipment for local fire companies. Scenic Hudson and the Olana Partnership took legal action more than a year ago against the planning board for its approval of the plan, arguing the board failed to fully consider the environmental impact of the replacement proposal. Based on a story that appeared in the New York Post, Matthew Hamilton of Capital Confidential looked at the sums of money state senators from the Capital Region are spending on mailers to constituents. While elected officials cannot use taxpayer money for campaign mail, they can use it on what amounts to district newsletters touting the officials' accomplishments. Senator Kathy Marchione of Half Moon was the biggest spender among Republicans in the Capital Region, and Senator Cecilia Kacik of Duanesburg was the top spending Democrat statewide. Between October 2013 and March of this year, Marchione dished out nearly $99,000 in bulk mailing postage, while Kacik expended roughly $81,500 during the same period. Kacik spokesman Jim Plasteris said the postcard and letter examined by Capital Confidential were non-political. They are simply a way to inform the public about what is happening in Albany, he said. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail, Catskill Town board members said last week they remain committed to raising their ambulance department to advanced life support paramedic service after the first of the year. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the town has been asked to give Greene County more time to develop a countywide system before moving forward with the town's plan to upgrade its own department. Leggio noted he was not in favor of that and town board members concurred. The board previously voted in to move forward with ALS, effective January 1, 2015. Leggio noted, however, that even if the service does not start until March or April, the town still intends to provide the ALS service itself. Michael Ryan reported in the Windham Journal, a long and tedious detour in Lexington this week happens as crews repair a rock face along the notch after a rock slide that closed Route 42 earlier this year. The State Department of Transportation detour routes motorists from Beach Ridge Road South at the base of the first hill heading up the notch in Westkill back to 23A in Lexington. Turning right, drivers will head east toward the town of Hunter, picking up Route 214 south to Phoenicia, where it meets Route 28, several miles east of Shandaken. The lower section of Route 42 near Shandaken will stay open for local traffic. The detour is in effect beginning Monday, September 8th, lasting through Friday, September 12th. Looking at the local weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 76 and tonight partly cloudy with a low around 50. Tuesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 74, and Tuesday night a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 55. Wednesday, a slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 76, and Wednesday night a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 62. And Thursday, showers and thunderstorms are likely after 9 a.m., cloudy with a high near 79. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 6:28 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:16 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 47 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, September 8th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.